Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news that you need to know. David James is on the ground in Africa with a thumbnail sketch of Islam on that continent. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And maybe you could give us a sort of a thumbnail sketch of the present situation with Islam on the African continent.
Well, it's claimed that Muhammad began receiving the Quran from the angel Gabriel in 610 A.D., and his teaching spread into North Africa not long after that. And so this was the first region to be impacted by Islam outside the Middle East. Today, there are approximately 1.8 billion Muslims in the world, and approximately a third of those live in Africa, and actually almost 50% of Africa's population is Muslim, with the highest concentration obviously in the northern third of the continent, with Egypt being the largest at around 93 million Muslims, followed by Algeria at about 42 million, and Sudan with close to 40 million Muslims. And since Ethiopia, together with at least part of Sudan, makes up what was probably the biblical region of Kush, I think it's important to add that number into the total number of Muslims of northern Africa because of its role in prophecy. So that's another 35 million Muslims.
That would be a major part of the prophetic scenario. The bottom line of those who will form a coalition to attack the Jewish nation of Israel will be the Islamic world.
The total population of Uganda is just under 40 million people, with over 5 million of those being Muslim. Now, Islam actually came to Uganda much later than to the rest of northern Africa, arriving in the mid-1800s. Actually, a report came out in December of last year. Ugandan Christians live in fear of minority Muslims on a quest for conversions. And according to World Watch Monitor, Christians in eastern Uganda are among those facing the most serious danger in the world from Islamic persecution. There are places that are a problem for Christians.
David James on the ground in Africa with the details on the potential problem of the growing population of Muslims in Africa. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David's report is key to our understanding of the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. There are a number of nations in Africa that are listed in the prophetic passages of God's Word, which will be members of the coalition of nations that will endeavor to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. These African nations include Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan. These nations are mentioned in Ezekiel 38:5 and Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 44. The stage is set for that alignment of nations to attack Israel and prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...